Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The race to get to your holiday destination. Christmas is just a couple of days away. Hanukkah, just a couple of days away. A lot of people are heading to the airport this morning, and that's where KYW's Tim Jimenez is. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, here at Terminals DNE at the checkpoint, it is a 6 to 11 minute wait, so not too bad to get through security. Definitely an improvement from earlier. The lines were really long for the early morning flights. Now, AAA is saying this is the busiest holiday travel period since it started keeping track more than two decades ago. Locally, 1.3 million Philly area residents on the go. And there are people who aren't from the region who are leaving to go home. That includes Elle. We spoke to her. She's going back to Florida. She was here spending time with her grandkids.
They're getting older, and I don't get to see them very much. So, but it's cold. It's cold. I don't mind saying.
Yeah, where she lives, she says it's about in the 40s at night, and that sounds tropical compared to the single digits that we had here overnight. And right now, what is it, 11, 12 degrees? My goodness. A lot of people we talked to mentioned going to warm weather destinations, whether that is Florida or maybe the Dominican Republic or elsewhere. And with Christmas and New Year's on a Wednesday, that gives people really two full weeks off if they're able to take it, and they were able to book trips because of that, spend all this extra time to go to a place maybe far from here.
Far where it is warmer. And for people hitting the road, certainly some good news here that gas prices are continuing to trend downward, and the national average now about $3 a gallon.